Welcome to the Fascinating Facts I Bet You Didn't Know podcast. I'm your host, Shrikan Galker, and in this podcast, we talk about random, fun, interesting facts about a single topic. This week's topic is facts starting with each letter of the alphabet, part 3. We will be doing letters O through letter T. So if you want to know what letters A through G are, you should go listen to part A. Or if you want to learn what letters H through N are, you should go listen to part 2. As I said, this is part 3. And keep listening, because at the end of this episode, you will learn about a species that lives somewhere on Earth that is essentially immortal. Alright, now before we start, just wanted to let you know that last episode I talked about now having an Instagram. And just wanted to let you know that the username has changed. Instead of fascinating double underscore facts double underscore, it's now fascinating underscore facts underscore podcast. So just letting you know. All right, let's begin with the first fact today. O is for Ophiocordyceps unilateralis. That's a big mouthful, I know. So basically, all you need to know about what I'm going to call the OU is it's a fungus, okay? And it makes zombies. Yes, there is finally something in this world that can create zombies, and it is this fungus. So basically how it does is its main target is ants, so you don't need to worry about it infecting you or anything like that. But basically, it goes into the ants, and it'll infect the central nervous system of the ants. And over 9 days, it'll take over the ant's mind. So not only can it create zombies, and it can take over people's minds. So by the time it's taken over the ant is dead, but it has control over the mind, so it can like make it walk around. So it usually makes the ant just fall down, and then it'll eat the ant when it's on the ground. So kind of cool, kind of creepy at the same time. All right, on to next fact. P is for Pharaoh Pepi II. So Pharaoh Pepi II was a pharaoh in ancient Egypt, and all you need to know is that he hated bugs and bees. So you can guess Egypt is in Africa, and Africa is really, really hot. And in Africa, since it's really hot, you get all sweaty, right? And most of the time, if you're really hot and sweaty, a lot of bugs are attracted to you. And as I said before, Pharaoh Pepi II hated bugs. So you know what he would do? He would take some naked slaves, cover them in honey, and put them in a room next to his. It's really cruel, but I mean, it worked. Like, all the bugs would go to the sweet honey instead of attacking him. Which is smart, but as I said, very like, it gives you shivers thinking about it. Alright, on to the letter Q. And this is a quick fact, because surprisingly, you can't find that many facts that start with the letter Q. Alright, but here's the fact. Did you know that the letter Q is the only letter that does not appear in any of the United States of America's state names? So the U.S. has 50 states, like California, Colorado, Alabama, and a whole others, like New York, New Jersey, and it has 50 of them. Plus, it has some like side territories that don't count. And in all of those, over 50 different like territories or whatever, the letter Q does not appear in any of them. And that's pretty cool. All right, on to letter R. Did you know that rain can kill you? Well, it obviously won't, but it could kill you if there was no air resistance. You know, this was actually a fact that I learned when I was in like 5th grade, and it just stuck to the back of my mind. So thank you, my science teacher. But basically, if there was no air resistance in our atmosphere, it would kill us, because if you think about it, clouds are way high up in like our atmosphere, and as it falls down, gravity would make it fall really, really fast. So if there was no air resistance, one drop, if it hit you in like the head or the shoulders, it would hurt like crazy. And a downpour or even normal rain would actually kill you. So basically, let me explain this one more time. So air resistance just means, so the air is a bunch of mini particles everywhere, right? And when rain comes, it falls out of the clouds and it hits off a whole bunch of air particles, which slows its kinetic energy down. It slows its speed down, which is why when it hits you, it's much slower and it just like splatters and it doesn't really hurt that much. But if there was no air resistance, because of gravity, it would just keep falling faster and faster and faster. And when it would hit you, it would hurt a lot. And it might give you a bruise or something like that. And if you get hit with like high-speed projectiles, because that's what they are now, if you get hit with high-speed projectiles and you get hit with multiple of them at once, you could essentially die. Which is kind of sad. Which makes me think, wow. And how lucky we are to actually have air resistance in our atmosphere. And on that happy note, let's move on to the next fact. S is for Scotland. Did you know that Scotland has an estimated 3,000 castles? Yeah, 3,000. That is around one castle per 100 square miles of land. And 100 square miles might seem like a lot, and it is, but think about how big Scotland is. It's like, it may seem small on a map, but think of how small we are and then compare it to Scotland. Scotland is pretty big, and to have a castle per 100 square miles is still a lot. All right, on to our final fact today. T is for Turritopsis dorni jellyfish. Yes, Turritopsis dorni jellyfish. I honestly don't get why a bunch of these have like crazy scientific names. Like, why can't it just have like a cool name like the laundry jellyfish or maybe the computer animal or something like that, you know? It doesn't, no animal or anything needs such a crazy name. All right, but let me tell you the fact. So this jellyfish, right? It's essentially immortal. Not invincible, but immortal. Like, obviously, it can get eaten by something and it can die, but it cannot literally die by old age. And the reason why is when it's at the brink of its death, like when it's about to die from old age, it can tell and it does something with its body that reverts its mind and, like, its entire body back to a juvenile stage, making it immortal. So basically, think of it like this. You're a baby, and then you grow into an adult, and then you get really, really old, and at one point you're just like, in 10 seconds, I'm gonna die. And so you do something with your body, and suddenly you turn back into a teenager, right? And then you live through another life, and you're about to die, and you turn into a teenager again. And then you keep doing that over and over again. So there are some Turritopsis dorni jellyfishes in the ocean that are like hundreds of years old, which is really cool, crazy, and wild. It blows your mind. All right, so those are all the facts I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Instagram at @fascinating_facts_podcast. Leave a review if you'd like. Once again, thank you so much for listening. My sources document is in the description. Bye.